The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Sport on The Hard Shoulder.
With Dove Men Plus Care. Proud supporters of the British and Irish Lions. Upgrade to Dove Men Plus Care. Because care changes everything.
Owen Sheehan joins me from Off the Ball. They're broadcasting live from Kerry tonight ahead of the All-Ireland football final on Sunday. Owen, what is the atmosphere like in the kingdom?
It's very good. We, you know, comparison is the thief of joy and all that. So if you're comparing Kerry with Donegal, you're going to be a little bit disappointed by the colour and the madness. We are up in Donegal on Wednesday and they've lost their collective minds in the best way possible. It is just a complete bonanza of green and gold up there. There is not a single car in Donegal that has been safe from spray paint. Every single car has just been turned green and gold. I haven't seen a single green and gold vehicle here. I guess it's something that's more commonplace in Kerry, an All-Ireland final experience. I guess since Jim McGuinness has been a manager, and I include his first stint, we've maybe got used to Donegal being at the top table. We need to remind ourselves that it is still quite a novel thing for the county of Donegal to be in an All-Ireland final, and the public have acted accordingly. So very different tones. I'm sitting here overlooking Ross Bay Beach at Ross Point Restaurant in Glenbey. We'll be doing our show with Darren O'Sullivan here, who runs the place, a former Kerry All-Ireland winning captain, and things are serene here, Kieran, is how I would describe things. Beautiful, but serene.
And serene and confident?
I think there is a greater sense of confidence given a lot of the radio programs and podcasts and newspaper articles seem to be leaning towards Donegal this week. That is a topic of conversation in Kerry, where people are happy out if people are tipping Donegal, because that's what happened with the Armagh game in the quarter final. And I think people in Kerry are just so much more comfortable with the idea of being slight underdogs. Now, they're not underdogs. They have been favourites since the semi-final pairing was confirmed. But I think it has narrowed a tiny bit in terms of the odds, but only a touch. Kieran, this is an impossible All-Ireland final to call. I do not believe anybody who can call this with any sense of authority. I've heard people confidently predicting a draw, and I actually believe them as much as anybody who's predicting a Donegal win or a Kerry win. We simply do not know who is going to win this. It is a fascinating battle between two very evenly matched teams.
What is it about Donegal that, say, Darren O'Sullivan or anybody else you're speaking to there with an expert view of these things would worry about? I mean, is it just the individual kind of Michael Murphy factor? Is it Jim McGuinness pulling a rabbit out of a hat or doing something unexpected? Is it just the nature, the kind of the wave after wave of Donegal attack, the way they played the game? What's the thing that would have people a little spooked, if anything?
McGuinness is a factor for sure. I think in terms of how Donegal play, their running threat is severe, and it's hard to know if any team in Ireland has enough players to match the pace and power they have around the pitch. When you look even at their corner backs like Finbar Rorty and Padraig Mogan, do you have two forwards you're going to be able to run with them back and fast enough with them? I'm not so sure. You look at Kieran Moore, who I would venture is one of the fastest players in Gaelic games right now. He's been pushed up to the forwards. Do you have somebody to marshal him? Do you have somebody to marshal the resurgent Ryan McHugh? It's actually those sorts of speedsters, Kieran, that I'd be more worried about from a Kerry standpoint than the Michael Murphy. And that is not to say that the Michael Murphy threat is not a threat. It's just a way more obvious one. You know what to do against Michael Murphy. You've had to deal with Michael Murphy countless times in the past. Granted, he is a different animal this year in the new rules, but I suspect Kerry's decision-making process around Murphy would have been the first question they asked themselves. It is the other threats, particularly from deep in the pitch, which are so dangerous. And also Sean Patton's boot just goes to the opposition 45 if the wind is at its back, definitely to the opposition 65. Tyrone couldn't exploit Kerry with that kick out, and I think Kerry were braced for it. But I think Patton might have a couple of extra yards on Niall Morgan, and if they just get one of those palm down kick outs and a wing back running through, it's a goal chance, you know?
Well, listen, we're going to be speaking to our own Andrea Gilligan and Josh Crosby reporting as well from other parts of the kingdom before the hour is done and dusted. And a little bit earlier in the show, we got the experts' view of Killian Burns and Brian McAniff. So we might park the football for a moment, and before I let you go, let me ask you about the Lions, the second test this weekend. I mean, it could realistically be done and dusted as a series.
It certainly could. I think the most interesting storyline this week has been Gary Ringrose essentially taking himself out of the team, telling Andy Farrell that, you know, I still feel a little bit woozy out there after the concussion symptoms he felt last week, which ruled him out of the first test. So he was due to be parachuted back into the team. It was due to be 10 Irish players in that team, but he's been pulled out of the team, I guess, at his own request, which is maybe a bit of a watershed moment for the game of rugby. There is that cliche out there where every player wants to play and every player will put their body on the line. Gary Ringrose has done something pretty remarkable this week in terms of taking himself out of the firing line, so fair play to him. Does that disrupt plans massively this week? I'm not so sure. I think Sione Tuipulotu being injured and not available this week probably disrupted their midfield already, so it is going to be Aki and Jones in that midfield. So that's an interesting talking point for sure. Like, I think when you look at Australia's team this week, Valentini's back, Skelton is back. That just adds so much more power to that pack, which were sorely wanting last Saturday. Australia were desperate. The 8-point cushion really did flatter them last Saturday morning, I think, and it should have been a lot more for the Lions. Now, to be fair, Australia will cling to that. They will cling to the idea that the Lions were profligate, they were wasteful, they weren't overly accurate, especially in the second half, but the game was over into the second half. But with whatever, I presume it's going to be a full MCG down there tomorrow in Melbourne, one of the great sports theatres in the world. If Australia can't show up with a locked and loaded pack this time with a baying home support, then really it is curtains for them. And 2-0 down, obviously it's series over. They might be able to bring one back and bring a 2-1 against a weakened Lions in week three, but tomorrow's the end if the Lions win. The third test is just a garbage test, really, if that's the case.
All right, Owen Sheehan from Off the Ball, coming to you live from Kerry this evening after 7 o'clock. Owen, thanks a million.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.